What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, October 31st, 2017, last day of the month. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room today, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And speaking of Halloween, apparently Hillary has decided that her Halloween costume this year, she's going to go as the president of the United States of America. And she's going to show up on the front porch and beg for the candy and everything. And after you give her the candy, she won't go away, which I think is sort of very appropriate for Hillary. And, of course, tonight is Halloween, where all those little cute little costumed extortionists will be running around the neighborhood demanding a tribute of candy at the risk of your house or car being toilet papered here. But this year, the joke is on them, because Claire and I got these little gummy treats that are loaded with vitamin C, and they're actually healthy. So the joke's on them. They're not getting the junk food candy from us here. I don't know how much trick-or-treating we're going to get tonight, though. Unfortunately, we got thunderstorms coming on in, but, you know, that's just the way these things work. We're following this breaking story, apparently, out of New York, where this vehicle drove down a bike path and struck pedestrians and cyclists. There's a lot of mixed stories going on. At one point, they said there was gunshots. Then they said, well, maybe not. We're not sure. So it's very confusing. The corporate media is totally focused on that, which raises the question, what are we being distracted from? Because it always seems like every time we're getting close to one of the really big, ugly scandals, oh, there's a mass shooting, there's this, there's that, the Hindenburg has crashed. Let's pay attention to that. Meanwhile, also for those of you on the U.S. East Coast, apparently they're getting a lot of heavy rains and a lot of power outage and all that stuff there. They're cleaning up from that mess here. So let's get on to the news here. The corporate media, when they're not reporting on this bike lane incident in New York City, they're going on and on still about Mueller's arrests and indictments. Oh, see, there's indictments in the Russia investigation. Well, there's a couple of problems there. First of all, these arrests have got nothing to do with Russia. This is all stuff that happened long before Manafort and Gates were even part of the Trump campaign. Technically, they fall outside Mueller's original mandate. And if anything, it is underscoring the fact that Mueller's investigation has been a complete failure, because what he was supposed to do was find evidence of Trump colluding with Russia, not Manafort colluding with Ukraine. And that's all he's found. Now, apparently, one of the issues that led to the indictment and subsequent pleading of guilty of Papadopoulos, basically, he's admitted he misled FBI agents over the timing of his contacts with a London professor who had connections with Russia. Now, the London professor was not named in the court documents, but apparently has been identified as Professor Joseph Mifsud, honorary director of the London Academy of Diplomacy, which is affiliated with the University of Stirling in Scotland. So if he's in an Academy of Diplomacy, it makes sense he would have contacts in countries all over the world. And he's out there saying his conscience is clear. There was this one meeting with an individual with connections to the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but it appears to have been diplomatic at best. It's another nothing burger. If anything, Mueller's indictment confirms that there was a link from Manafort to Podesta. So once again, we're back at the Podesta group. And of course, as you know, Tony Podesta has now stepped down from that company. He's trying to distance himself from what's going on. And apparently the only real documented connection they can find between Manafort and Russia goes through Podesta and the Podesta group, which was lobbying for Uranium One. So at bottom, Mueller's investigation was supposed to be about Trump and Russia, and he's found nothing. And he's coming up with this Gates and Manafort thing to make it look like it was worth all the money. And it's outside his original mandate. And again, if you look at the actual statute controlling special counsels, they have to be named only after a preliminary investigation has indicated there is reason to proceed. That didn't happen. Rosenstein simply declared it by imperial edict. And so under the letter of the law, Mueller's entire investigation is completely illegal. And then you have on top of that all of Mueller's clear conflicts of interest, which should have eliminated him from ever being any part of this investigation. Now, apparently, the Tony Podesta is getting very nervous about how all the links in all of this keep coming back to him and his brother John, who was Hillary's campaign manager, and the Podesta group. Tony Podesta is now threatening Tucker Carlson with a lawsuit. Don't you talk about it, saying, I'll sue you. I don't care if I win or lose. I'll bankrupt you in the court here. And Tucker Carlson basically laughed at him for that. But, I mean, that's how scared these people really are. Because it's coming on out that the Podesta group was in the heart of lobbying for that Uranium One deal. And that's where we need to keep our focus. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. Now, as far as Mueller's indictments, there's a goof in there that undermines the credibility of what they have been doing. Because the indictment against Paul Manafort refers to Ukrainian politician Yulia Tymoshenko as a former president of Ukraine. She's never been president of Ukraine. She ran for the office twice in 2010 and 2014, but she lost both times. So already in this indictment, it's showing slapdash, careless, reckless work, not checking their facts at all. Meanwhile, there's another story that came out of Brass Check, basically saying that Clinton was trying to involve the Russians to attack Donald Trump. And apparently the DNC's latest scam was they did work with Russian government officials to try and sway the 2016 election to Hillary Clinton. And at this point, given the Uranium One deal, I think Trump would have been perfectly happy with the president Hillary Clinton because she's blackmailable over that Uranium One deal. And I think she's already been blackmailed because when all of this stuff was going on down, the FBI arrested 10 Russian spies here in the United States of America. And instead of being sent to prison along with Jonathan Pollard, Hillary Clinton worked very hard to get these 10 Russians immediately sent back to Russia, much as the U.S. government worked to send those arrested Mossad agents from 9/11 back to Israel as quickly as possible. Get them out of here. Don't let anybody talk to them. All right, let's take a phone call here. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike, how are you today? How's Bizarro World?
It's getting more bizarre every day.
I'm just throwing this out there. It's a thought that I have. When Trump goes to Asia or goes to see China, I'm a little afraid they might try to blow Air Force One out of the air and say it's North Korea, and there's our war.
It's a real possibility, and I actually got a couple of emails yesterday saying that was a real possibility because it would get them the war with North Korea, and it would certainly get rid of Trump, and serve the deep state as well. So obviously there is reason to be concerned.
I mean, do you think, I mean, is our chances slightly high, not that well? I mean, I know it's a concern, but how much of a probability, how bold do you think they would be on that?
I think it's a remote possibility, but we cannot rule it out. And all we can do is just sort of be prepared if something happens to Air Force One and Donald Trump to just assume that it's another deep state false flag. They want to get rid of him. They're desperate to get rid of him. Everybody's screaming impeachment, impeachment, even though Mueller came up with absolutely nothing to link Trump with Russia. In fact, at this point, after all these investigations, the only person who wasn't colluding with the Russians was Donald Trump. Everybody else was Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Tony Podesta, all these people.
Absolutely, and I totally agree. I mean, and I've said this to you before, how in the world can Mueller investigate himself and investigate this when he's smack dab in the middle of all of this?
He shouldn't be able to, but Attorney General Jeff Sessions didn't say anything. They're all compromised. I mean, the problem that Donald Trump is dealing with is the swamp is all-encompassing inside that beltway. There is nobody out there there's nobody within the beltway he can turn to who's not already part of this narcocracy. He needs to start canning people. He needs to start canning people inside his administration and replacing them with outsiders who are qualified to do the work but are not tangled up with these political connections. And again, I want to put in a plug. We need Larry Klayman up there in Washington, D.C. as a special counsel. He'll get to the truth.
That's, That's what I was going to ask. I mean, can we, the people, call for a recall on Jeff Sessions? Is that a possibility?
You can sign petitions for it and so forth and so on, but ultimately Trump has the authority to fire Jeff Sessions. And, of course, the media will scream, oh, he's trying to derail the investigation. He's trying to derail the investigation. It's a complex problem, unfortunately.
I mean, at this point, throw the optics out the window. Let's just get the job done.
Well, you know, there's another way to look at it. Trump may just be sitting on back because everything that Sessions is doing, everything that Mueller is doing, is so obviously biased and partisan. The American people aren't being fooled by any of this stuff. And that whole narcocracy is in the process of self-destructing. Politics is perception. And right now the perception of the American people is that Sessions is just another Loretta Lynch, that everybody's out to protect Hillary Clinton and through her protect that narcocracy, because that is the rotted, deep, dark cancer at the heart of our federal government. When that gets revealed to the public and the American people are forced to confront the reality that the biggest drug dealer in the country is the country, this could be the downfall of the entire federal government.
Absolutely. I mean, and it needs to come down. And I commend Trump for saying, you know, the national emergency with the opioid thing. If we really want to get rid of the problem, why don't we take the Monsanto glyphosate and spray the Afghan fields, the poppy fields with opium? And let's stop this. I've had too many friends die because of this, and I would like something to be done about it.
Well, remember when the U.S. went into Afghanistan and they started planting the poppy fields, and everybody said, why are you allowing these poppy fields to be grown? Because that heroin is flowing back into the United States and over into Russia. And the official U.S. government response was, well, if we don't allow these farmers to grow the opium poppies, they'll starve to death. They have nothing else they can do, which is nonsense.
Ain't
what were they
problem.
Doing under the... May I finish?
Yes.
Okay. You know, what were these farmers doing under the Taliban when the Taliban had cracked down on all heroin production in the country? Obviously, they were growing something. Poppies are more profitable, but it's not their only means of livelihood. But again, you look at the long history of the CIA and drug running, Kunsa's heroin from Vietnam, all the cocaine coming up from Central America during Iran-Contra. They're neck deep in this stuff. And Afghanistan is a very powerful supply, a strong supply. But the other part of the opioid epidemic is that the opioids being sold by the pharmacies are not always derived from the opium plant. They're synthetics based on a molecule called fentanyl. And this is created in a factory. So putting Roundup all over the opium poppies might dry up the street drug problem, but it's not going to rein in the issue of abuse of opiates by the big pharmaceutical corporations and pharmacies and doctors.
Really agree. I just thought the Roundup thing would be at least a start.
Well, again, the problem with Roundup is it is highly toxic. It's a potential human carcinogen. There are other weed killers. I mean, go in and hit those fields with Agent Orange so nobody can ever use them again. Or maybe we can genetically engineer some kind of a plant-eating pest that likes to eat opium poppies and just spread them all over Afghanistan. I mean, the U.S. used to use insects to sabotage crops in South America to keep those nations permanently on the debt hook to American banks. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility. The fact that the opium traffic from Afghanistan is not being interfered with or stopped indicates the government wants it to continue.
Totally agree. Well, you have a great and wonderful day, Mr. Mike. That's all I have for you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I talked to Ron McDonald about this yesterday and also John Stadmiller, that how do you force people to actually fulfill the duties of their position, their job? Here I'm talking about people like Loretta Lynch and Jeff Sessions to do their job and actually, you know, prosecute when they need to prosecute. And he mentioned a writ of mandamus is the way you go about it, forcing people to comply to their duty obligations. Or in the case of like this Russian collusion, you must show forth knowledge or documents or evidence that there is something to go after on the Russian collusion situation, or you have nothing and it goes away, basically null and void. And so
well,
I think
that was
that's,
the whole point. Yeah.
But I just don't know how you force. I mean, there has to be somebody who actually files the writ of mandamus on these individuals who refuse to do their job. But so far, I have seen no one to step up to the plate to file that.
Well, the problem is, who has standing to file against the attorney general? Generally, courts will allow you to file a writ of mandamus in cases that you are personally directly involved with. Unfortunately, the judge could simply say, you as an ordinary American citizen, you don't have standing to sue the Attorney General of the United States of America or Robert Mueller. Basically, the job of getting the government to do the job they're supposed to do falls on the President of the United States of America. He's supposed to be the one who's cracking that whip. And right now he's being constrained because he's probably aware that no matter what he does, the media is going to turn it around and make it look like it's evidence of his guilt about something. Again, there's another alternative theory, which is Trump is just going to hang back and allow these institutions to continue to destroy their own credibility in the eyes of the American people.
Right. Now, the newest FBI director, we have not heard from him much at all. Have you heard anything from him?
Nothing at all. He just seems to want to just stay in the shadows and not cause any trouble.
That's what I thought. Yeah, he's just lying low, and I haven't heard anything about doing his job and prosecution of the 37,000 emails. It all seems to just go away. Interesting.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, is make it all go away, but it's not going to go away because we here in the independent media, we're not going to let it go away. We know where the real crime and collusion took place, okay, and we are sick and tired of the corporate media trying to decide for us what we think is an important news story or not. We're all big boys and big girls here. We can decide what's an important news story. And the important news stories are selling of 20% of our nation's uranium, which we could not afford to be without, by the way, to Russia. And along the way, the Clinton Foundation raked in millions and millions of dollars.
Keep it up, Mike. You're doing a great job. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, you mentioned Yulia Tymoshenko, which was the co-leader of, remember, the Orange Revolution. And remember, she ran against Yanukovych and lost. But I remember she said that 8 million Russians must be killed, and we're going to use a nuclear weapon against them. See, this woman is part of that group of those Atlanticists, globalists linked to the Clintons, the Bushes. You know, she's a real bad actor. She was actually put in jail by Yanukovych, I believe. She was on either jail or house arrest. But she's a real bad actor, you know.
I understand that. The point, though, is that Mueller's indictment against Manafort described her as a former president of Ukraine, and it's flat out wrong. And it basically shows that Mueller's investigation is sloppy. They're not checking their facts. It's all slapdash work. And I think that fits with the idea that they just threw these indictments together as quickly as they could in an effort to distract everybody away from the uranium gate and dossier gate and all the rest of it. And it's not working because it's already crumbling. There's nothing there. If anything, these indictments underscore the fact that Mueller's investigation has found nothing about Trump and Russia directly. They're trying to do it through innuendo and, this person knew this person and this person over here may have known this person and this person over there. Mueller's investigation has failed completely. Okay, it's over and done with. Let's go back to Uranium Gate and Dossier Gate because that's where we need to keep the focus.
Do the Podesta brothers have life insurance? Because those guys are the link. Hey, Mike, no, don't laugh. They are in Hillary Clinton's emails numerous times, John Podesta. The Podesta brothers are that link where it spreads out. So, I mean, if you can get one of the Podesta brothers to flip, you know, but, you know, I don't know, man. Like, you know, Mueller, that's all part of that tribe. You know, they're all going to protect themselves.
Okay, Dustin, stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the phones here, for those of you who want to support Republic Broadcasting, you want to keep us on the air, on the satellites, on the web, and we do need your help. There's no question about that, because all the big money is going for the professional liars here. So get out your pencil and paper here. I'm going to give you an address and a phone number if you want to send in, mail in some kind of a donation. The address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to telephone in and make a donation using credit card or some other means, the number is 800-724-2719. And I think it's extension 3 that you want to be dialing up on that one. All right, Dustin, getting on back to what you were talking about. Right now, Hillary's surrounded by a lot of live liabilities. But anybody who works for Hillary Clinton, and that includes the Podestas, they know the long history of dead bodies stretched out behind the Clintons' rise to power. And so they all probably have what is called a dead man switch. And that is a file of information that would absolutely bury somebody. And it's copied off in multiple locations with trusted individuals where if anything happens to somebody, the information gets dumped onto the media, onto the internet, onto the independent media, everywhere. Makes a big stink. And that's what keeps certain people alive when there are so many who want them to be dead. Vincent Foster's mistake was his dead man switch was inside his White House office safe where it could be gotten to following his murder. So I'm sure that the Podestas are very nervous about the possibility of meeting an untimely end, but I'm sure they've taken precautions to prevent that from happening. But at this point, I'm feeling a sense of panic and desperation inside the narcocracy, and I would not be at all surprised to start seeing some more wet work.
Hey, Mike, the previous caller that said that, you know, it could be a possibility of Trump getting assassinated by getting shot down in Air Force One. But think about this. Remember when Erdogan went on vacation in Turkey, and then there was like that coup that occurred that was backed by the U.S.? So we'll never know. You know, you never know with these type of things, you know, like what they're planning or, you know, it's remote, but yeah, hey.
It's a very dynamic time. There's no question about it. It's another possibility. I think it's remote, but certainly cannot dismiss it out of hand. Right now, you've got the war hawks want to move forward with all these wars, and we've got some alarming information about that later in the show. And you have all these people inside the federal government, inside the Beltway, who want Donald Trump gone any way possible. And so, yeah, nothing can be ruled out as ridiculous or too extreme at this point.
And Mike, real quick, I got one more story. I don't know if you caught it, but Putin was doing a question session, and he said somebody in Russia is collecting DNA samples throughout Russia.
Yeah, RNA samples. At least that's the version I heard. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show as well, because that is a very alarming development.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch over to Mike in Maryland. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I told you, the screener, it's about North Korea. And I wanted to get your take on how serious the recent tunnel collapse where North Korea tests their nuclear weapons, what the repercussions of that could be. I got my own take on it. Of what possibly could happen, but how serious do you think that is, and then how it bodes for the region?
Well, it's very serious. I mean, the interior of the mountain is fractured. It's heavily contaminated. Chinese experts were saying don't go back on in there, and I'm rather surprised that North Korea did send a crew into the tunnel. Whether they were trying to dig a new tunnel or shore up the existing tunnel, they shouldn't have been in there. And then, of course, to send in a rescue team that gets killed in a second collapse, it telegraphs that, at least for the foreseeable future, North Korea cannot carry out any more nuclear weapon tests.
Well, do you think, I got two scenarios. Do you think that this could lead, I mean, if the radiation poisoning is really serious, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands could die within a matter of weeks. And if that happens, could this lead to a coup of Kim Jong-un with the military leaders under him?
It might. Okay, Mike, we got to take another break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'll come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to Mike and Marilyn, we're just checking in on this incident in the New York area, Manhattan. And they're already pushing, corporate media is already pushing, this is probably a terrorism attack. There's a rumor that the perpetrator was shouting Aloha Snack Bar or whatever it was. So this is already starting to reek of yet another staged incident to justify further wars and, again, drag the corporate media away from Uraniumgate and Dossiergate and Mueller's absolute failure to find anything that connects Russia to Trump. So that's what this is starting to feel like to me. Now, getting back to Mike here in North Korea, the big issue, first of all, is how much, if any, radiation has leaked out of that mountain. The whole reason to have nuclear tests underground is to trap the radiation. And open-air tests have been banned by international treaty going back to, I think, mid-70s or someplace in there. If you go to Google Earth and you look at Nevada, To the northwest of Las Vegas, you'll see the whole proving ground, and there's just this area of all these giant craters, and every one of them represents an underground nuclear test, and all the radiation from that bomb is still trapped deep underground, which is why nobody's ever going to go in there and build any new hotels on the area, but it's still trapped underground. The concern expressed by the Chinese geologists was that the mountain being used as a testing ground by North Korea was so badly fractured by the earlier tests that a new test of a large weapon could literally trigger a massive landslide and rip open that buried radioactivity. So as of right now, the collapse of these two tunnels probably did not result in the release of a tremendous amount of radiation. In fact, if anything, it's probably sealed it in even more than was the case before. I think the concern here, the fact that they were in there working on the tunnels, tells us North Korea does not have an alternative testing place set up, and it's going to take them a while to do that. So I don't think we're going to see any more nuclear weapon tests by North Korea in the immediate future. As far as a coup against Kim Jong-un, right now he's enjoying a tremendous popular success for having the courage to stand up to the United States of America. Right now, a lot of people in that part of the world, including many foreign governments, are actually cheering Kim Jong-un on for being willing to stand up to the U.S. war machine. So I don't think a coup d'etat is very, very likely. I think likely. I think the ramifications of the tunnel collapse is there will be no more nuclear tests in the immediate future, which leaves the United States kind of in a lurch. How are they going to justify a strike on North Korea if there are no nuclear tests anymore? And if the only missiles being launched are putting peaceful satellites into orbit? So I think that's where we're going with all of this.
Well, there are some experts say that this could trigger a regional-wide radiation catastrophe. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. But my second
I'm sure there's a lot of monitoring all around there. All the neighboring nations have got their radiation meters. Every nation has a radiation monitoring network. That's how they discovered Chernobyl had blown up. Because Russia didn't call up and say, hey, we just blew up our reactor. It's just all the radiation monitors all across Europe started picking it up. So far, I have not heard of any radiation monitors anywhere in that part of the world picking up any significant increases.
Okay, well, it could be for now. But my second scenario is, that, let's see if it really gets bad. What if Kim Jong-un says that the Yankee imperialist struck the nuclear test site with the cruise missile, thus releasing the radioactivity in the area to cause mayhem and bloodshed, and he may use as a pretext to attack our carriers in the North China Sea, or maybe attack South Korea. I mean, that, to me, that's a possibility as well.
Well, at this point, we need to be very, very careful about what we think we know about Kim Jong-un, because most of that is being fed to us by the same people who told us Saddam had nuclear weapons. Kim Jong-un, as far as I can tell, he wants to basically build a deterrent so that the United States will leave North Korea alone. Because everybody in North Korea remembers how badly they all suffered at the hands of the United States during the Korean War. And yes, it's true, North Korea initiated that war, but at this point they're not initiating anything. All of the aggression, all of the tough talk is coming from the side of the United States of America. And when you, again, go back and look over the last 16 years of warmongering across the globe, it's always the United States that is initiating invasions, conquests, drone strikes, coup d'etats, what have you. Always there's a rationale and a justification. Oh, we've got to engage them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. But again, for all this talk about nuclear weapons with Iran and Iraq and North Korea, there's only one nation in history that's ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and that is the United States of America.
Well, that's true, but also, too, a heavy North Korean missile sail over northern Japan doesn't help matters either.
Well, again, the height at which the missile was sailing over Japan, I mean, in this day and age of a crowded sky, there's somebody's hardware flying over your head several times a day. It's not really a big deal anymore. And when the United States tests missiles, some of that will go over other people's countries. And there's agreements to try and say, let's not have an accident come down on somebody's real estate. But again, North Korea has as much right as any other country to be testing their weapons to make sure they're actually going to work when needed.
Yeah, but his country is starving to death, so that's a misplaced appropriation of funds, too.
We've got people starving in this country. We've got men. Okay, because the money's being diverted to the military. And
yeah,
so Kim Jong.
We're not nowhere near as bad off as North Korea. Are you saying Kim
Jong
Un?
We don't really know. I mean, if you were Kim Jong Un and you'd seen the United States, which has invaded Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, now they're down in Niger and all across Africa, and all of a sudden they start talking tough about coming into your country, what is going to be your priority? It's going to be to defend your country.
It's going to be to defend your country.
You wouldn't defend your country. You would. Mike, listen to me. Answer a question. You wouldn't defend the people of your nation against an aggressor?
Of course I would, but the thing about it is...
Well, that's the point I'm making.
A conventional war against North Korea would kill hundreds of thousands of American troops if we invaded them.
True.
Look at the size of the army.
Yeah, but the other side of it is the U.S. is talking about a decapitation. Mike, they're talking about decapitation strikes here. And it doesn't matter whether it's conventional or decapitation. The United States does not have a legitimate reason to be invading or attacking North Korea, other than that Kim Jong-un won't do as he's told.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree 100%.
All right, well, listen. All right, Mike, got to let you go. Got callers waiting on the line. We're going to switch over to Francis in Vancouver. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry if I'm regurgitating yesterday's news because it's just dropped right off the whole landscape. But this thing with Las Vegas shooting has been erased pretty much now from everybody's memory. And but there is one incident that has happened, that there's a married couple that survived the attack, and
yes,
now they've died in a flaming car wreck, and just they ran into a light pole or some pillar outside their estate, and they burned to death inside their car.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking at that because apparently there was the sound of an explosion that carried for miles. This happened like half a mile from their home. This is not like somebody that you would see driving crazily when they're getting close to home. And this couple didn't have the reputation. Right now, there is a total of 8 confirmed witnesses to the Las Vegas shooting, all of whom were saying there were multiple shooters that have now died under very strange circumstances.
Wow. Wow. But, you know, nobody wants to talk about it. The mainstream media didn't find out that he was a crazed white supremacist Nazi. And so... we don't want to hear about it anymore, and we're not going to hear about it anymore. And like the police aren't coming forth and saying,
absolutely,
what the shooter was all about. Like, we don't know. Though they did say that they found a recharger for a very specific battery that's used by the CIA, like communications devices.
Well, then they turned around and said, no, it wasn't, and they found the cell phone that it went to. But the idea that there were multiple charges for multiple cell phones in that room tells us there was definitely more than one person. In any event, it was a staged incident. They handled it badly. The story is crumbling apart. I'm looking at this situation here in New York. I think that one's going to fall apart. They're just shooting from the hip on all of this stuff. And every time they do another one of these, it just slams their credibility that much more.
Well, there's a lot of beautiful things happening, and it's really good to see that at long last. I've never thought we'd see Hollywood just crumble into ruins like this. And all, like, Jennifer Lawrence has taken a 2-year sabbatical to go and practice pottery. And, you know, she was really close to this Harvey Weinstein guy. And
Weinstein.
Why is she suddenly stopped at 27 years of age, the height of her career? Why has she fled the scene? Is she culpable in something? You know, and like...
Could very well be. Everybody's... The rats are leaving the sinking ships. And what we're seeing across our entire culture is a great disillusionment in all of our all areas of our life. You know, the Tinseltown sparkle is now gone. We see our politicians as corrupt, our media as lying to us constantly. The American people are all of a sudden realizing that virtually everything they thought they knew about life in the United States of America has been a carefully crafted, well-maintained illusion. But the illusions are now all crumbling. We're looking at that man behind the curtain over off to the side of the throne of Oz.
I see even Robert De Niro now has changed his tune dramatically. And it happens simultaneously with people bringing up the fact that the French police wanted to talk to him about an underage call girl network where his name popped up on some seized books. And suddenly now, and they were talking about, you know, extradition and stuff. And now all of a sudden it's, well, maybe, you know, Trump's not so bad. And we should give him a chance. I just sort of see everything. This didn't just happen in Hollywood. This is Trump and the people around him are engineering this, and it's a beautiful piece of intrigue, and I'm loving it. I hope they destroy these people and just level Hollywood.
I disagree with the idea that Trump engineered it. I wouldn't rule it out entirely, but Trump's got more important things to be doing. The fact of the matter is, and I saw this when I worked in Hollywood, this stuff has been going on all the time. This has been a disaster waiting to happen, and it was going to happen sooner or later, and every once in a while it does. We've got Harvey Weinstein today. We had David Begelman before, the Hollywood madam, and they do show up, and it does harm Hollywood, and it wakes people up to realize that those wonderful people you see on those movie and TV screens are not that way in real life. Their fame and their fortune gets to their head in many cases, and as I said before, my experience in Hollywood is people come in two varieties. The absolute saints that are just wonderful human beings, and then the absolute slimeball snakes, and there's very little in between.
Yep.
Okay?
Well, enjoy your show. Keep it up.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jimmy in Mississippi. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I listened to your radio show. I was hesitant about calling in, but I found Vince Foster's body prior to the police arriving. I knew Barry Seals. I'm kind of a auxiliary courier for Barry Seals.
Okay.
And, I don't know who killed Vince Foster. I found his body. There was a whorehouse near the park, and I went in. I used to go there, you know, for call girls, whatever. And he was laying on some green carpet. I don't know if anybody's ever said that about green carpet or fibers. It might have been filled.
They have. There were carpet fibers all over his clothing, but they weren't green. They were all colors. Anyway, listen, Jimmy, need to let you go. Need to get you back to some real news here. And so thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on back to Uranium Gate, getting on back here to Dossier Gate, there's an interesting article out of Investment Watch blog. And it's talking about how Victoria Tonsing, who's the lawyer representing the still unidentified FBI informant, who's now been cleared to testify before Congress. And she's saying there is an on-the-record quid pro quo surrounding the Uranium One scandal, with Bill Clinton receiving that $500,000 speaking fee from a Russian-backed bank and the Clinton Foundation receiving millions of dollars from people involved in the Uranium One deal. It's out there. And the article is out there basically saying that the American people are finding out how the FBI and the Department of Justice have been completely discredited trying to protect Hillary Clinton. Now, for those of us who have been following this situation in the government for a lot of time, there's nothing new here. The FBI were protecting the Clintons all the way back to Vince Foster. But again, there is far more evidence of Hillary's collusion with Russia than Trump's. And we're seeing the machinery of government still obsessing about Donald Trump. We're seeing the corporate media still out there trying to sell this Russia's to blame for everything idea. And again, maybe Trump's strategy is to just sit back and let the Department of Justice discredit itself, let the FBI discredit itself, let the corporate media discredit itself, because they're doing a wonderful job at it, and he doesn't really need to help. So, basically, Jason Chaffetz is out there saying that the media's handling of the dirty dossier is absolutely shameful. And they're right. The corporate media has given scant seconds of coverage to the fact that it was the DNC and the Hillary campaign, among others, who basically paid this Fusion GPS to come up with this dossier, which has been totally discredited. And yet it was given to the FBI and may have been the piece of evidence that led to the FISA warrants to wiretap Donald Trump and his associates. And then, of course, it was leaked into the media to try and smear Donald Trump. This is dirty politics. It's very dirty. And the corporate media is fully on board. And the reason the corporate media is fully on board is because the CIA is feeling itself at risk of exposure for all the decades of drug running into this country. And the CIA does influence the media heavily, and the word has gone on out. Protect us. Protect the narcocracy. Protect the narco dollars. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people
domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our boss.
Was opening fire from within this truck, but the Boston Globe is saying that after police shot the suspect and arrested him, the only gun they found was an imitation firearm, by which I'm assuming it's something like an airsoft gun. So the stories are really all over the place, but they're out there saying, oh, yes, it's terror, and it was near the World Trade Center. Actually, the original reports were that it was just south of Central Park, which is actually quite a long distance away from the World Trade Center, but they're pushing this whole terror thing. So already this is reeking of staged incident, staged incident, staged incident. Now, getting on back to the real news that you need to be paying attention to, apparently Mayor de Blasio is out there trying to evade a pay-for-play allegation regarding a donor turned felon, Jonah Reichnicht, who apparently is saying under sworn testimony that Mayor de Blasio called and begged him for a $100,000 donation. And de Blasio's out there saying, well, I don't really have any recollection. I mean, I'm asking so many people for money. I can't remember every time I ask somebody for cash. So he's out there dodging his own pay for play here. All right, let's turn over to the war zones because there's a lot of stuff going on over there. Sergey Lavrov is out there saying that right now the United States is applying pressure to Serbia that is very reminiscent of the pressures being applied to Ukraine prior to the coup d'etat in Kiev. And we're actually seeing from within the Serbian media itself, the president of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, said that pressure on Serbia and him is great to basically try and drag them into the European Union. And it's borderline threats that if he doesn't do as he's told, bad things will happen. So already we're seeing more of this forced conversion of foreign governments all across the globe. Now, this is the part I referred to earlier in the show. This is really very scary. Now, as you know, the original 2001 authorization for the use of military force was never intended to last this long. It had certain restrictions built into it. A lot of people have been saying it needs to be struck down and the authority to make war restored to Congress as required by the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary James Mattis have a different idea. They want a new, permanent, open-ended authorization for the use of military force, unlimited in time, unlimited in geographic reach. Their excuse being that if we have a limited time for the use of military force, the enemy will be emboldened to simply sit back and wait and not do anything and run out the clock. So what Tillerson and Mattis are talking about is giving the war authority directly to the Pentagon itself, and that was never intended by the Constitution. We'll be back after station identification.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now,
and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.